Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, let's talk to Maxie this morning. By the way, Wednesday night here on WCCO, another replay. I think on Wednesday we're going to do the game 163 when the Vikings, I think it's the one where they beat Detroit, will be aired here on WCCO. Maxie, good morning.
Morning. Yeah, they had that on MLB Network the other day. And
yeah.
Twins won again.
I got to ask you about the Vikings because everybody's wondered what they're doing or what they're not doing because – They re-signed Dakota Dozier, an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
But this team is
definitely
different.
Yeah, what they've done is they stacked up some numbers on the offensive line there with Dakota Dozier. They got Ryan O'Neal, and they got Elfline. They got Bradbury. Some of these guys they think are projects in progress, so to speak, that you know the offensive line, it takes a while, so you have to really identify, particularly by about their second year that you're watching them practice, as to whether or not they can be players in the league. And then you either have to discard or you have to put resources in and try to develop those guys and see if they can be players in the NFL. You can't get good offensive linemen through free agency. The Vikings have learned that the hard way. They cut Josh Klein after this last offseason, and it's kind of been a revolving door with those guys. They're just average players that you bring in, and pretty soon you part ways to save money on the salary cap. So they've tried to kind of reinvigorate the idea that if we teach well and we teach them our system and we get them to do it our way, run the football, put your fingers and hand in the sand and as opposed to just being able to pass block, that we can develop some players. Now, if you're wrong, you end up with some average football players again. If you're right, you can kind of build that continuity on the offensive line because they've played together now for a while. They're in the same room all the time, and philosophically they're on the same page. And so you build this, you know, some of the parts is greater than the whole, that kind of a concept going in. And that's what they're kind of trying to do now. As you look back, they've kind of reverted back because, A, you couldn't get any good free agents this year on the open market. And B, that hasn't worked that well for them anyway. So you might as well try to take these guys, either late-round picks or even free agents that didn't get drafted, and try to develop those guys.
Max, I'm going to correct myself. Twins versus Detroit, not the Vikings.
The Vikings beat Detroit, but it wasn't game 163. Yeah,
that's right. I do want to. Where were we going? Oh yeah, Vikings. The draft is still going to be held, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you know that's pretty easy to do that draft with or without. They're going to go to Las Vegas, and they're going to have what was it I heard? They were going to have. Players coming up on a boat or something like that. I mean, they were pulling out all the stops, and this was going to be Vegas's intro to the NFL, and they were going to throw a party like Vegas, only Vegas can. And so they were going to line it up that way. But, I mean, obviously, none of that stuff, that's all semantics if you're just trying to get players. I had Antoine Winfield on with me last week, Antoine Winfield Jr., he's preparing for the draft down there in Houston. And he was telling me that all their meetings now are, you know, FaceTime with these different teams. They're talking to all the different squads. And he's got the big advantage because with his father, Antoine Sr., they've got their own gym in their house. And he's got his personal trainer and a veteran NFL defensive back. So during this period of time, he's probably got a big advantage over everybody else. A, he's got all the equipment he wants to use, and B, he's got somebody there that can guide him through it. So he's probably in as good a shape as anybody if you got to sit out something like this and maybe move your stock up a little bit.
Hey, you get out and get that run. You can get outside this morning. It's going to be a beautiful day for your daily run. And then if maybe I could get you back here at 8:40.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, the it has not been that the last couple of days. You just go, I can't go in there. I can't run that, man. That's lousy. But today it looks like we got a beauty.
Okay, it's just perfect. All right, you do the run, and I'll talk to you when you're into the sweat period, okay, here in about an hour.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
He is Mike Max here on WCCO, doing a great job covering everything. You can catch him right here on the radio tonight at 6:30 and, of course, on Channel 4 television as well. Coming up next on WCCO, Matt Roush. A lot of you folks watch different things on TV, but it seems like Tiger King is the hot one right now. Matty gives us an update every day at Monday at this very time, and we're going to have him join us from TV Insider coming up in just a few minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.